Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for a very cold Wednesday, January 14th, 2009, here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again, on this cold but absolutely gorgeous day outside as far as the sky and sun, we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, The Rebound Principle. It's based on a wonderful text you should memorize from 1 John 1, verse 9.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Last night we had care group, and the youngest member of our group is just about ready to walk on her own, since she'll soon be a year old. Adoree is at the stage where she can pull herself up with the help of a chair or other piece of furniture, and then she holds on for dear life. Well, Brooksine observed her last night as she held tightly to the back rung of the kitchen chair in her home. Getting up isn't so much a challenge as falling back to the floor afterwards. She eventually tired and plop, she finally went down.
Well, have you ever fallen? Of course you have. You did so a lot when you were learning to walk. All we have to do is ask our parents and see if they can recall those days. We've all fallen a few times after being fully grown, and how embarrassing is that? Some of us will remember the low-budget, rather cheesy TV ad from the late 80s with the elderly person calling out with the memorable line, "I've fallen and I can't get up." It became the catchphrase for many years and was used jokingly in various settings.
Brooksine, you sort of sound like that lady on the TV. Well, all of us have stumbled and fallen physically. But as believers, we've also fallen spiritually at times. The Apostle James says, we all stumble in many ways. That's in chapter 3, verse 2 of his book. Sometimes we fall big time, but more commonly in the small ways. In the last few years, Brooksine experienced both kinds of falls. We share a photo today in which she's laughing at herself after she stumbled on the step between our sunken dining room and kitchen and took quite a splattering on the kitchen floor several years ago. But when she fell last May on our trail and broke her ankle, it was no laughing matter. It took several trying months for her to recover.
Well, the seasoned believer will quickly distinguish the difference between a spiritual stumble and a plummeting fall. The persevering believer has an ongoing testimony of overcoming spiritual falls. In basketball, a rebound refers to the ball being retained after a missed shot and the offensive team having another opportunity to score. Because even the best players miss shots, rebounding is an important component to having a good basketball team.
Well, thank God for another kind of rebound. If you've been a Christian for a while, I hope you've memorized the daily verse. We share it again. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's one of those remarkable truths in the Christian life that form a foundational or fundamental principle. One Bible teacher has called it, quote, the rebound principle, end quote. It describes the wonderful means that our gracious God has provided for us to rebound or bounce back after we stumble or when we fall. We may fall, but we are not cast down. By the grace of God, we can get back up, for the Lord upholds us with His righteous right hand. That statement's adapted from Psalm 37, verse 4.
The Apostle John is writing late in the first century from our text today, perhaps 60 years after he had walked with Jesus. Peter, Paul, and many of the other notable apostles died about 30 years prior to his writing. He's surely very mature now, very spiritually mature. If anyone has ever expected to have fully made it in this life and be entitled to point his finger at his listeners and use a preachy you, it would have been John. But it's interesting, and we find it as an encouraging significance in that he uses a personal pronoun throughout the passage. It's also known as the first person plural. John does not say, if you confess your sins. Instead, he writes, if we confess our sins.
Well, have you stumbled? Have you fallen? Perhaps you're even down right now as you read or listen to this message. God has provided a means for spiritual rebound with no additional conditions or limits. Just a straightforward promise based upon his character of forgiveness. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is really good news and the best kind of rebound. Joyfully accept his cleansing and forgiveness today as you confess to him.
Let's all pray together. Father, I lay my sins on Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. Thank you for bearing them all and freeing me from the accuser's condemnation. I confess my sins to you, both big and small, so that my crimson stains are washed white in the blood of the sinless Lamb of God, and not a stain remains. Thank you for being the sin bearer that redeems me from the slimy pit of mud and mire. You are the solid rock on which I firmly stand. You are faithful and just, and forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. You put a new song in my mouth and a hymn of praise and thanksgiving for your wondrous love and forgiveness. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What a joy it is to be forgiven. In fact, the Bible says, blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. Well, thank you for joining us today on our daily podcast for Wednesday, January 14th, 2009. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos up on the site today and several suggested songs, two of them I believe I will be using, that we believe further reinforce today's message if you care to listen to them. Well, blessings as we finish our work. We're getting a brilliant sun shining off a window in our garage, our barn, and right into my eyes, for which we are quite grateful. Blessings as you stay faithful to Jesus Christ, the one who is always faithful to you.